I like the way you do that.
It likes that little trip to the middle of the page.
What kind of sound does that make?
I don't know. I'm sure it's interesting.
Yeah.
I can't remember who the chair is.
Well, it's not me.
Isn't that weird?
This is an ad hoc committee.
He's the chair of the ad hoc. Alrighty then. You had a meeting on April 6th, and there was quite a bit of discussion regarding signage and relocation and visitor maps, and then we talked a lot about the notes from the road trip. There are copies on the table. So this is sort of a continuation of that meeting. Plus, one of the big issues that came up last time was the beach access sign. And Greg has had Newport Signs develop a beach access sign based on the discussion at the last meeting, and so here it is. Anybody comment on that?
Well, we talked about the arrow, whether to try to squeeze an arrow in there or...
They have separate arrows.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. So it would be two signs posted.
Sometimes
that way it gives us the ability to turn the arrow one way or the other.
Mm-hmm. So you'd have beach and then you'd have arrow.
Yeah.
Okay. And then there might be other things that besides that on the signpost too.
Right. So you're
parking,
not limited
beach.
Mm-hmm. Beach parking.
Right.
Is that the size it would be then?
That's based upon the standard size that Mayor Reed had come up for the RV parking and the other items.
Okay.
My concern was right now this looks pretty nice, but if you're traveling in a car, whether this is large enough for you to see.
Well, how about standing back there and we'll look at you?
You want me to model? Is that
please.
It?
Well, I think that where those I'll are going to be places
chair.
Where
yeah.
cars are going slow.
Yeah, it is
or
the freeway sign.
So people are walking.
Yeah.
It's more about
and they're looking for
in the neighborhoods,
that
along the bayfront.
Yeah.
Pops out.
Yeah, it's great.
It's a good font.
Yeah.
It's the same font as the rest of the sign.
Yeah, it's great. I like it.
And that one's 12 inches
correct.
Diameter. Because I think if they were all 13 inches, it would be better. But if they would be just a little bit bigger. But.
Well, that's not going to happen.
So, Greg.
And then the parking one should also, there should be a P for the parking also instead of that rectangular sign. I think that rectangular
I think there
sign
is a
really
P.
There is a, there's a round,
yeah, it's a round
parking
P.
sign.
Yeah, you're going to have to discuss that with Public Works Director.
Why?
Because the green signs are MUTCD standard signs.
I always kind of worry about the big P if you don't know what it means. You know, it's not...
It doesn't matter what color it is.
Well, the other ones the other one say they have a giant P and it says parking with an arrow.
Everybody knows what that giant P is for.
And if they don't, they should learn.
Okay.
That's international.
Greg, my question to you is, if we have approximately $1,500 left in this year's budget for signage, would that be enough money to have some beach signs made?
A few. Ken didn't give me a price on what this is. Part of that $1,500, I thought I was going to have to pay for him to make this, but he did this gratis.
Okay.
Okay, great.
Would what is your thinking? Would you like us to spend whatever money we've got this fiscal year on beach signs? Yes, as many as we can.
Beach and parking? Are all the parkings marked already?
Well, I don't know about that, but we have such a small amount of money left. It probably, I mean, I think it might. We might be better off focusing it on either one of the two signs.
Then I'd opt for beach.
What?
Do you have arrows already? Do you have to buy arrows?
We would have to buy arrows, too. What I see... From the road trip, we had discussed at least 5 locations for the beach access. And they were Agate Beach Wayside, across from Cafe Stephanie, Sylvia Beach Hotel Stairway, Vietnam Memorial Trail, and the Hallmark.
Yep.
And the Hallmark will probably take more than one sign, won't it? Because they've got the parking lot on the other side and then that...
You've got Elizabeth Street that you have to mark, then once you're on the property.
Yeah, they'll never find it.
Correct. It needs to be one by Georgie's to the, over to the left side of Georgie's, yeah.
That'd be really nice.
So you said Agate Beach, Sylvia Beach, Hallmark, Columbia.
When you're saying Agate Beach, Wayside, that's the one by the Best Western?
Don Davis Book.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And are you going to do anything in Agate Beach proper, or that beach where...
actually...
Surfers go down.
Yeah.
Actually, there's a lot of big signage pointing people to the Agate Beach Wayside, although I don't know.
State
really.
Signage.
Yeah, I don't know whether you really can find your way to the beach.
Yeah, if there were one right
there
at the head of the trail, people would, if they didn't even use that sign, it would make them familiar with the sign.
Yeah.
They'd see it once, and then when they see it again, oh yeah, that's a beach sign.
Or seeing like that block park.
Yeah.
Your location here.
Right where the porta potty is.
Oh, up by, right at my top.
Yeah, right here.
Oh, okay.
This, Derek has applied for a grant to do a really nice project up there, and if we get that grant, that might be a good piece of that.
But there could be one there. Even there could be one there even now, though.
Is
because
it true?
People don't know how to find.
They
the
really
beach
don't.
There. They come walking down my driveway all the time.
I have Agate Beach, Hallmark, Sylvia Beach, Cafe Stephanie, the Vietnam Trail, and then
Lucky Gap Trail.
And the trail itself.
One of the other places we talked about was the T at Ocean. What is it called? The T at Coast Street and Beach.
Right there at the arch there?
Yeah, but on the right hand side.
You've got the Sylvia Beach Hotel.
Park.
We've got Cafe Stephanie and Sylvia Beach Hotel as potential sites. We also talked about the arch. Remember?
Yeah, we stopped
putting
about
it right
arch
on the arch. It could go across the street from the arch.
One of the items that's going to be spending
with a bank of
to put these signs up is the signposts. We don't have signposts. Those are expensive.
So in some places there is a signpost.
Put them on existing signs where possible.
There,
or the arch.
I don't like that idea, and I'm not sure that I'm not sure Tim would like that too, but I will present that to him.
There may be some other signs up there, some parking signs.
I have a question regarding that arch location. Is the beach sign the only sign we would put there? There's also
parking,
and there's restroom. You know, that whole...
Yeah.
That whole
There's
zone
no
down.
Directional stuff at that T.
So, I mean, that's such a heavy hub right there with the restroom, beach access, etc., that it seems like you might consider having a post that has like the three icons and an arrow.
I think there is a post there right now.
There's a parking sign.
Yeah.
There's a rectangular.
Are we talking about at the arch pointing to the Knight Beach turnaround?
Yeah, but on the east side of the coast. Yeah.
Across the street.
Where that little area.
Because it should say all of those.
So we could coexist for icons, including the arrow there.
Yeah, there's already one of the
beach
other official parking signs.
Well, there's a parking.
No beach.
There's nothing that says beach or restrooms or anything. And you know, the thing about it is if we don't have the right signpost now, what's the process for putting the signs up, and then moving them to a post, the right kind of post later? Does it ruin the sign?
No.
Stay
in the same place. It just depends whether we can put them on existing posts or not.
Yeah.
And we'd have to take a look at each of these locations to see what's possible.
Yeah, because it seems like you could put them up for, you know, and then when you want to change out the post, change how it is, and you could put it to a different post.
And aren't some of those posts set up where they've got like a bracket that they set? And then the post goes into the bracket, and they're and at the front they did those, right?
Yes.
You're talking about the metal ones, though, that have the metal ball on top.
They're called the V-lock.
V-lock. So you wouldn't use V-locks down there. You just use it.
Well,
we would try to make these permanent posts. So if the V-locks are usually set in the concrete, so you got to core the concrete, set this in.
So would you do that for these?
Again, it depends upon the location.
Okay. And money. There's no money to buy the post, probably.
How many use 12-inch signs?
Installation sometimes you might want to...
I have no idea. Again, I hadn't had Ken give us cost estimate because I didn't know whether this would be liked or not.
And in most cases, it's a front and a back. You need two signs, don't you?
Not necessarily.
Well, if you have
depends on the location.
You're coming in two directions.
Yeah.
Like at Coast and Beach, you would need to have something.
The Hallmark, one of them would need to be two-sided.
Two-sided refers to one of these signs would be on the wrong side of the street for the folks to see.
Well, that's how it is. I mean,
I understand.
Yeah. But like at Coast and Ninth, Coast and Beach, that would be a place where you'd want to have something that said
both sides.
Coast, you know, something on both sides, because everybody the traffic really narrows down.
And the Hallmark also. And Don Davis Park.
Three or four of them, it's going to catch your eye, regardless of what side of the street.
Don Davis Park, you might have them actually apart from each other.
We had talked about having the beach access at that one trail, which traveling, if you're driving, you drive right by it.
It's on
even
Elizabeth,
notice.
At Elizabeth. Right. Yeah. On Elizabeth there. The
it's got the
first
two
one.
Boulders right. marking the trail. Yeah.
And then you want one on each side, unless you have it facing the street.
Yeah, that one
you could face the street. Because I think the other signs at Don Davis Park
you could turn
face the
arrow
street.
Down.
Take a leap. That's for jump off, Joe.
Well, no,
that says at least three different things to me.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. I mean, the thing that's really funny about that is if you have a beach sign there, it's you really what you're doing is saying there's a trail to the beach right here. I mean, people know the beach is there.
Right.
Right.
So it's about letting people know that there's a trail there.
Correct.
Yeah.
So if this works for everybody, Greg, you're just going to do what you can with
correct.
What we have.
With
the money that's left.
I would, if the money doesn't last, I would hope you would let me prioritize where these signs would go.
Well, Nye Beach, Beach Drive would be first priority.
Nye Beach, yes.
And what would the second be?
Don Davis.
Don Davis.
Okay.
And Hallmark.
Hallmark's really underutilized.
Yeah, it really is. The other two, at least, they're a state park.
Right. Now, I wonder if we could talk about the Agate Beach one before we leave the beach thing. The Agate Beach Wayside one is part of the state parks, mm-hmm. and I think we should consider using the state park icons and have the state park put them there. Because right now, if you, I talked to John Allen with State Parks, and he said that their methodology is this: if they have a park or a feature that they're trying to promote up on 101, they have the sign that says Agate Beach Wayside, and they're supposed to have a group of icons there, and then when you get down to the site proper, it just has an arrow. They don't have any icons on 101 in conjunction with that, so I
what
was hoping
the
that
icon
they do.
For beach?
They do as you're going southbound. I just saw them just this morning. Mm-hmm. They have a big state parks logo, and I think this is Agate Beach Wayside. And then there's another one that if you turn off at Ocean's View Street.
Okay. Well. Yeah. Right there where you make the turn into the park proper, uh-huh. there's no signage.
Yeah.
That's where the signage needs to be.
Yeah.
And so we need to consider using the state park consistent icons at that location.
Well, we need to get the state parks to put the signs back.
Right, that's my point.
Yeah.
Now you talk
is
to
there
John.
An icon for beach?
Beach access.
They have the typical beach access one that you see all over, everywhere in the state that has the two figures in the Ripley water.
So really, at Agate Beach, what we need to do is
get the
state parks people to do more.
And then it's consistent within their message language, and it's not us throwing our sign up in their kind of world, and it stays consistent relative to the state park so experience.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
The biggest problem we have at Agate Beach right now, of course, is that their parking lot and the tunnel under the road goes to nothing because there's a creek in front of them. The people all end up going back up, and they end up using that other parking lot. And it just fills up with cars all the way up.
Right.
Nobody parking a huge parking lot. So
the whole other aspect of that was the trail that goes to the big creek and the restrooms and the picnicking. Just get them to go in there
and
have that multiple experience potential.
Yeah, and that was the other thing we talked about at the back of the Agate Beach Wayside was getting our state, our trail signs out where they're more visible.
Or having State Park place the two figures with the walking stick in an arrow.
Yeah.
Down in the parking lot area adjacent.
It's hard to find that. You don't know where it is.
Yeah, well, the city has a sign back up in there, but it's back up in the woods.
Yeah, and that's all we would need is just the little two figures with the walking stick and an arrow, and then they would walk up and see the larger sign and know about it. then on the subject of state parks, the same issue exists down in South Jetty. Right now, if you drive past 26th Street, which is the road that is the South Jetty Road, there's nothing there that says anything to do. It looks like a residential street.
Oh, to get onto the South Jetty Road.
Right, yeah. And so that's another location where we need to partner with state parks and say, and I talked to them about that, and they're open to it.
Or the port also has their little access parking lot thing sign there, which is hidden under the trees, too.
Right. So, but as far as state parks, we need to suggest what we want there. One would be beach access. Fishing is huge off that jetty. And then I noticed going down to Florence last weekend that, you know, a lot of places you see the state parks with the binoculars. Mm-hmm. They have the binoculars, which when people go up and down the scenic byway, they're seeing a lot of the state park signage. And so the binoculars there's something to go out and take a picture of or see.
Well, what I hear is that when I met with ODOT last week, and we talked about signage again then too, and what they want is a list. They said anything that you've discovered, anything we have discovered in here that's ODOT related, there are signs. We just need to produce a list and give to them. Did Tim tell you that?
Yes.
Tim was at the meeting.
And then I think
we should do the same thing with state parks. So any state park signs that we have, we should just give them a list.
Mm-hmm.
And what we can do is give them a list, and I can sign it as the mayor, saying, here's some sign issues we'd like you to work on and deal with.
Okay. And Dennis Comfort, the manager down at the South Beach State Park, is in the process of documenting all of his signage. And we talked about doing some signage at the end of the mixed-use path that dumps out onto 26th Street.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be a really good idea for the city to consider putting for bicycle purposes, a yield sign right there. Because when you're riding along, merrily riding along, and you go past that condo, you don't know that you're spilling out into a city street.
Right.
Yeah.
You just have no impression of that.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so
where that bicycle path connects South Jetty Road by the condos is a little problematic.
So a bicycle, pedestrian-oriented sign that lets them know that they're about to enter kind of a mixed traffic area.
Do we have any kind of signs like that that are part of the regular signage that are like bicycle yield or caution bicycles crossing?
State parks has.
You know where that is? You know where the multi-use pathway empties onto the Jetty Road?
Yes. That's something I'd have to go through the MUTCD, see if there's a standard sign.
Because that's on the list down here about putting Cheryl's on South Beach on the Jetty Road. But can somebody, would you guys glean a list? And maybe other people could add to that list before we send it out. Make a list to ODOT and a list to state parks saying, here's some signage we'd like you to help us.
So when you said ODOT, that means the one that says Newport Beach can be switched to something else? Beach?
Whatever we want to give them a list for.
They
like
would be
for instance,
using
on the
our
way,
signs, but they would use...
But they would do their... Yeah.
On the way,
they
on the way north,
them?
You know, we talked about how there's those signs that are pointing people to the Lucky Gap Trail are all bleached out and illegible and haven't been maintained for a long, long time. So those are the kinds of things we just need to let them know about.
And
we had that on our list, didn't we?
We had talked about it, but I didn't see anything on the list. I wouldn't mind having one or two of you and myself, or maybe Peggy, just drive it again to refresh our memory and develop the list.
Yeah. I mean, they're definitely tuned into it now. They still can't track what's happening to that sign at
Abbey. Well, today, with the wind that we've had,
the
pythons are spun around, so the viewer from the south headed north.
They have a new person now. I don't remember what his name. What's the name of this new guy instead of
a year?
Which sign is that?
He came to our
meeting. I was just told earlier this week.
Abbey and 101 by the hospital.
Well, there's Amy Ramsdale now instead of
both sides. Both sides.
But there was another new guy who came to our meeting, who's sort of our local chair, our local director.
He's out of Bona Beach.
Soft-spoken guy. I don't think so.
Okay.
But
I told John Tatar about that, and he said, "Oh, I'll call two people, and nothing happens there."
Yeah, but I think if we just give them a comprehensive list, that will be helpful. And then if there's any of the wayfinding signs, Greg, that we want to put in there right away, we just need to give them a picture and what the sign is. But I don't think there are any now.
Who do we send this to?
Tim can tell you who was at that meeting, or Derek, because I don't know the guy's name. Mike was there, the local four-person.
Mike Schaefer.
Yeah, was there.
He's a local maintenance.
And one other dude. So. But do we have any wayfinding signs in South Beach that we want to place in right away?
There was that just particular one, South Beach District, that was put in ODOT right of way. It was, I remember, right on Pacific Avenue, which is ODOT right of way,
yeah.
And we were going to move it to OSU Drive.
But we could put it in Pacific Avenue if they agreed to it.
Correct.
And what sign was this?
It just says "Welcome to South Beach."
Oh.
You know, when you come when you come down off the bridge.
Abalone, when you approach 26.
Well, I think
we're
Pacific. Like, if you're northbound and you come off at Pacific and you come down to Marine Science Drive, there's that new intersection.
Uh-huh.
That's where he wanted to put it.
And okay, and that's 26th Street, that street right there on the bridge.
Whatever.
It would be nice to know.
I don't know what the names are.
It would be nice to know who to send it to, because I have dealt with the gentleman in Corvallis responsible for issuing the permits for us to do that.
As far as I'm concerned, we should copy everybody all the way up to Amy Ramsdell, who's the director of this district. Maybe even the governor.
The other person
it's not a bad idea.
The other person to partner with down there, of course, is the Port of Newport. Right now, there's a fleet of icons that are underneath the pine trees right at the corner of that lot.
Yeah.
That has fish cleaning station, restrooms, but they're positioned so you can't see them.
Right. And that would be another thing that I think that we need to work. If we work with the port on some of those signs there, those are in ODOT right away too, so they kind of have to have permission to reposition them. But we could do that. We could do as a joint letter from the port and the city.
Right.
And their signage and logos are all totally different from ours.
Well, that's one thing. That
maybe they could use our wayfinding stuff. I don't know.
Yeah. Has anybody approached the port on
I'll talk to Don Mann about it. Yeah. Actually, I was really surprised the last few times I've been down past there. That little park gets a lot of use.
It does. Yeah.
There's a lot of people in there all the time. They must just know about it, because there's no way you.
There's regulars that come over, you know.
Yeah.
It's their little secret.
And there are people in that other little picnic area clear at the other end of the RV park, right by the sand pile.
Yeah,
there's a beautiful little park there, too, right on the bay.
Right now,
if you go out towards the bed and breakfast, that's floating bed and breakfast, and you head out to the restroom that's on the very end that you're talking about the sand pile, the port is building a kiosk right there, paying homage to the NOAA project. They've got concrete brackets, and there's going to be a big kind of a pavilion kiosk there, interpretive thing. And I don't know, you know, it's going to be one of these assets in isolation things.
Right.
Unless
they should
it's signed.
Put it at the end of Marine Science Drive.
So it's going to be there, that restroom and that whole park area nobody even knows about. And so we need to consider partnering at the port to have some signage in their boat ramp parking lot area. Relative to the roundabout, so it can say something to talk about that whole feature out there. And so I think there's a kind of recurring theme to me that we have these other entities like the port, ODOT, state parks, that we got to really
they could use our wayfinding
group in with
they
this.
Could pay for it, but they could use our wayfinding stuff. Do we have picnic area and restrooms and all that stuff as part of our wayfinding?
No.
See, the state park has all these. If you open a
restrooms, yeah.
If you open a book for state park, there
they have
everything.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like off the shelf. It's like, okay, I'll take one of these.
Why don't we use theirs?
That's what I mean. Wherever we
should
can.
Should we use the beach one rather than
where
the
Well, state parks, they're going to use their own, but we just need to ask them to put them in. But so we'll send a letter to state parks and ODOT when we get a list. And then I'll check the port. I don't think they have any kind of organized system for signage at the port. It just happens to be whatever they think of.
Right.
So
they have a really nice interpretive display that they say they're going to put back up near the Rogue Brewery. That's a three-sided kiosk affair with historic photos.
Well, I think there needs to be one at the end of Marine Science Drive. That would be the better place to put up their NOAA stuff.
Right
where the gate is.
Right.
Yeah.
But they already poured concrete and brackets and so on. So
do you want, Mark, do you want this group to send us an email regarding their recommendations for signage by ODOT, the port, and state parks so that you can include that in the letter?
Yeah.
So if you think of anything over the next few days, send it so we can get that in the letter and get it out.
There's another issue report with Rogue's expansion, that float that goes down to the dock that people use to craft and stuff. What's up with that?
They're still using it.
Okay. And when that building's there, I think the only access to it is kind of that corridor.
The building goes way back. I don't know what they're doing as far as...
At one time they were going to move the float, but...
I think it's just whoever uses the float's secret special crabbing dock.
Yeah. If you've got a rope card, you can use it.
Yeah.
And, you know, people who walk out on that pier, out into the middle of the bay practically, they can see people on that float fishing
sure.
on it, so crabbing on it.
Once they get out there, they know it's there.
They know it's there, so right. they find their way to it, but that's right. up to the port to figure out how they want to direct people within there. Within that whole complex. I mean, that's kind of no man's land out there where the old boat ramp used to be.
Perfect kayak launch.
It is.
That's where
there are two
yeah,
nice
and there could be
out
signs
there.
For that, too. Yeah. I don't know if the port has any signs up about kayak launch.
Well, and that's the other place that we've always talked about is the
small boat hand launch.
Yeah, it's on our, again, going back to looking at our map. We look at our map and we say, oh, any icon that's on the map that says that there's something to do.
Yeah.
Needs to have consideration.
Well, there's a really that's a great kayak launch, and the other great kayak launch is right at the end of Marine Science
exactly.
Drive, at that little beach.
There are two nice ones.
So
and kayaking is getting more and more popular.
It is.
So we need to make a kind of a port list, an ODOT list, a state park list, and then coalesce and.
Well,
so
you, the bicycle pedestrian committee is working on redoing their map, the bike map.
Yeah,
is
at the last
right?
at the last our last meeting, we decided that the. Bike map, we were pretty much going to redo it as it is with very minor changes, with maybe no changes.
But maybe there needs to be a recreation map. Maybe there just needs to be a separate map for recreation, like with that would have kind of like maybe the map that you guys produce,
Chamber Carroll, okay.
Lorna, but would just be separate from recreation so people know where to go crabbing, where to go kayaking, where to go. Hiking, or where hiking headways are, something like that might be interesting in the future to try to figure that out.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah.
Well, there's quite a bit of that already available. And it's, if you look in Travel Newport, those maps are actually in there.
Are they?
What
the
maps?
Bike one, the hiking one. Now, fishing is not.
The DNC site?
No, I'm talking about the Travel Newport publication put out by the News Times. Because he put that in there this time.
Okay.
The biking ones are
the
in
biking
there for sure.
one's in there and the hiking one is in there.
But I think if you had a recreation map,
right.
it would help unclutter the other map,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, you try to get everything all on one map, but it's too much.
Yeah.
You're really quiet down there.
Oh, just listening.
Just waking up.
I think that would be a great tourist tool to have, Mark, that if people could see where they could do the kayaking.
Yeah.
That would really be, kayakers.
Isn't Chamber doing like a,
loyal.
A kind of a committee meetings on that sort of thing? The
no.
eco, or the...
The what, maps?
No, the not the map, but the lifestyle activity.
Economic development, yeah.
I keep hearing just little snippets of...
Economic development is what it is.
The Economic Development
I don't,
Committee?
Yeah.
I thought there was one that was natural resources.
They're focusing on some of that kinds of, those kinds of things, about
what?
Livability issues.
That's what I'm trying to bring
yeah.
out. I don't know much mm-hmm. about it other than it seems like there's a cord strip struck that I heard twice, so what's up with that?
I mean, the nice thing about all these different kinds of things nowadays is you really don't have to produce an actual piece of paper. You just have to produce a graphic... electronic version of it because most people will go to a website and print it out if they want it. So you don't have to have an actual piece of paper that you cost out and produce and people pick up and throw away. You can just have everything be an electronic version of it.
It's easy to take our existing map and just put icons instead of all of the other things that are on them and put that on the website and then it can be printed out.
Yeah, just for recreation.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, is the bike map in electronic form anywhere?
Well, it's online.
I think it's online.
It's online,
yeah.
Okay.
I think, is it the county website?
City.
City website.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at it, yeah.
Well, get us, why don't you make it, set a goal or a timeline of getting us your comments for signage to ODOT State Parks and the Port by a week from today? Does that sound reasonable?
That sounds good. And then you can send it around electronically, and people can look at the list and see if they have anything left to add.
And then we can get the letter out.
And we'll have a letter out.
So at your last meeting, you talked about a number of things that are on here. With $1,500 left in the budget this year and the decision to go ahead with beach signs, I'm not sure what else we can do on this list, but it's certainly something that we can move to next year, although until the budget is adopted, we're not going to know how much money we have. Right now, we think it's projected to be $10,000.
But isn't it, wouldn't it be behoove us to kind of have a potential wish list so that the budget cycle is coming up, that we can say, well, we need more than $10,000 because we have this whole program that we want to lace in?
It totally wouldn't hurt.
So,
yeah. You have some signs left to put up?
We have South Beach.
You haven't put any up yet?
Correct.
But they've been made?
No.
Oh, okay.
And
I was, no money for those.
And I was estimating that at $15,000.
So they already have it in
the
budget.
So we will put that out for bid, but we will have to cut some of those signs out.
So if we only get $10,000 next year and $15,000 is needed for South Beach, Greg is right. We'll have to cut some of the South Beach signage out for this year. So, and then that would mean that very little of the wish list that's on here, even though we know there's other.
So there's only $10,000 in the proposed budget.
Well, why don't we, as the ad hoc committee, recommend that they carve out another chunk
of
change.
Look for another $5,000. Well, we can bring it up during budget.
I mean,
yeah.
You're on the budget committee.
Yes.
Right, and we have a group here that can facilitate that need potential.
Yeah.
Where would it come from?
TRT.
Room tax.
TRT is the cash cow.
You know what?
There's not enough TRT this year. Destination Newport is having to reduce their budget down to $25,000, and we still had another $90,000 or so left in there. So,
we're in the same boat.
Yeah. It's really easy look at TRT and say it's a cash cow, but it really isn't a solution.
Yeah. Well, if you have to get the different identify so you can prioritize. One might be better than the other in certain circumstances.
Well,
not yours, but other things within that CRT budget.
If it stays at 10,000, if it stays at 10,000, and there happens to be a surplus towards the end of the year, then we could request extra. You could request extra dollars to go towards the rest of the signage.
That'd be a good way to do it. Yeah.
Rather than canceling and just saying this is the signage we want to add back in.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is that the wayfinding committee and all the suggestions they made. I thought that money was already budgeted, but that money was already there to pay for everything.
There's money that's been budgeted this year, and all but $1,500 has been spent of that.
But we didn't have enough to pay for everything we ordered then.
Yeah, it was in phases. It's always been in phases, and so phase two has been worked on this year, and phase three is next year.
Yeah, and I think that over the phases, we maybe have had cuts.
Okay.
But you know, really, the city is in a tight financial situation, and so we're trying to do as much as we can with limited resources. So.
Yeah. Not only the monies that we used out of room tax for phase one and two, not only bought for the making and purchased the signs, but it also went to use to purchase signposts, the hardware, so forth, the nuts and bolts, everything to put up those signposts.
Yeah.
Streets does not have the money to fund for that extra stuff.
Yeah.
But I think that on this list, at least, there are some things that could be done that wouldn't cost that much that we could probably do. For instance, the installation of the Sharrows in South Beach of the State Park. That ought to be doable.
State Park said they'd pay for the Sharrows in their footprint.
Didn't we talk about sharing? If we had the Sharrow forms, that we would loan them to state parks.
Yeah, they said they would pay for and lay down the Sharrows on the Jetty Road as part of their process.
Well, we need to move. We could probably move forward on that. Greg, do you have a contact at state parks, John Allen, or
my guess it'd be Dennis Comfort.
Yeah, I talked to Dennis several times about it. He's basically saying, yeah, just when the weather gets better and we figure out where you want to put them and the frequency and et cetera. And our bike ped committee is going to probably be the point
Well, then maybe we shouldn't even deal with this at all. This should maybe be a bike ped committee issue. Let's take this off our list.
But the other thing that needs to happen is though, with signage, is what we need to do is encourage the state parks people to put signage where the trail dumps out of state park. There are state park trails onto South Jetty Road that need to be signage there that directs bikes to the where to go.
Right.
And the same thing at the other end where they get back onto our multi-use pathway.
Signage in addition to the sheriffs?
Yeah, there just needs to be some signage. Directional stuff for the bicycles so they know where to go to get to the
Rogue,
aquarium.
Rogue 1 mile.
Rogue, NOAA, Marine whatever. Science Center.
Sick. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I hear you saying, yeah.
Yeah. They need to know what we want. We don't want them to dump out at the end of Jetty Road onto
right.
Marine Science Drive. That's a really bad place for bicycles.
Right.
So you want them to go onto the multi-use pathway and follow that.
Right, and that's where the city would come in with maybe two sheriffs on that street, which is...
Is that our street right there?
Yeah, all the way to the gate for the...
And some kind of signage for the vehicles so they'd know that there's bicycles coming out and crossing across to get onto the multi-use pathway. And the only other place that's really bad with the bike path right there is right under the bridge where it crosses the dock, the pier pathway, and the fish cleaning station and all that kind of stuff. There's no real idea where you're supposed to go. That's the only really kind of odd place, and the port could help with that.
And
that is ODOT right-of-way. Those restrooms sit on ODOT right-of-way. Yeah.
And if you're a bicycle...
But if we're putting direction arrows on the pavement, on the bike path itself, we're not... I'm just thinking there just needs to be some kind of, just some arrows on the path that say, here's where the path goes, because it's really odd right there. Mm-hmm. And you're interacting with pedestrians right there, too.
Yeah, if you're a bicyclist, you have your head on a swivel, because there's things
coming
from
all
angles.
Kinds of stuff happening. Yeah. We could maybe work with the port, or maybe we could even just work on painting some things. Maybe the bike committee could figure out how to get some directional stuff in there for bikes.
One of the things that from the last meeting I think we're going to need to look at is the electric car charging station sign. We're going to have that.
Is that going to be provided by this charging station?
Well, that's a good point. I have no idea. We can check.
You'd probably have to talk with Derek since he's the one that's been kind of spearheading that.
Because they're going to need to have, since it's one block off of Highway 101, they're going to have some signs on 101 somewhere.
Where will it be?
At the Herbert Street parking lot at 9:30.
Since the city is leasing the space to that, it seems to me it would be the company doing that would have to talk to ODOT to set those signs.
And is there a
ODOT
standard
program,
sign?
Right?
That I don't know.
I think the money's coming through ODOT, so yeah.
That parking lot that... It sounds like that's going in, which is by La Roca 9th Street.
Yes.
So what's happening with that parking lot right now is that they're waiting for the charging stations to get finalized and installed, and then they're gonna slurry coat the whole parking lot and repaint it and sign it. The City Center Merchants Parking District is working with them. They're going to get RV spaces in there.
That's going to be my next question.
They're going to restripe it, repaint it, and fix it all up. But they are waiting for the charging station excavation and all the recoating and paving and things that have to happen for that. And then they're going to restripe the whole thing.
Because regarding the RV parking, I don't know if the signage is still down the bayfront that says RV parking. When you come down by the Coast Guard station,
still should be.
And there's a sign there that says RV parking and an arrow.
Yeah.
And it's like, where's it going to?
Yeah.
And we don't have, I don't think we have the 9th Street, 9th and Herbert Street parking lot signed for RVs. To be specific.
No. But they could use these signs as you're going down Herbert Street. The parking district folks could tap into the wayfinding signs. If they're just going to add signage there, they should be using wayfinding signs. Right.
But we really
need city signs.
We really need a place to, when the RVs need a place to park, to say, here's where you need to go.
Yeah.
And so, you know, like...
Well, the RVs park there by Canyon Way also, that's a
that's a good place. That brings up another issue. We had talked about, coming down Moore Drive, turning on the Bay Road. Mm-hmm. There were some RV signs that we had removed because it was misleading. But going the other way, coming down off of Netherland, on turning onto Bay Boulevard, there are RV signs now, and they're kind of misleading because you would assume you're looking for an RV parking lot or something, and there isn't.
Yeah. There, if you're going to have the redirect for that, is at the bottom of Fall Street. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you're in the Bayfront and you're an RV and you're looking around, and it's like, this
where
is RV parking up
they
the hill.
Park?
What's that?
Where do they park?
When you go up the hill at Fall Street, you park at the 9th Street parking lot.
Well, you park at Canyon Way.
Well, you can park at Canyon Way. It's pretty tight.
The only other parking lot there on the Bayfront that makes any sense for RV parking lot would be the Abbey parking lot.
Well, or what I was saying is send them down the Bay Road farther and have long spaces available down towards the embarked arrow.
That's where I see them parked.
And that was the original intention,
I think. Correct. They park on the north side.
But then the fish plants got kind of worried because they parked their semis down there in a holding pattern. That was the big deal there. They said no.
And plus they've lost some parking for the fishermen down on that end.
Yeah,
Bay Boulevard too. And so that from that lot that closed.
Yeah, but the port is opening up more space on
more space
property.
In the property.
Right. Yeah,
which they should have done a long time ago.
But the subject of RV parking is pretty squishy in terms of signage and location. And I don't know how we make it
especially.
Yes.
And it's probably pretty hard to get them to park at 9th and Herbert and walk down the hill.
I see quite a few parked. It would be west of England Marine, but where it's all just parallel parking on both sides, because especially on the northern side,
that's where the port or the fishing plants were concerned because they put their semis there. That was the zone where they said, "Ooh, we want to park our semis
but
there."
But now that's marked right now, right? The Bayfront Parking District needs to work on that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have a question. This is totally off the subject, but not really. When you're coming Highway 20 and now they have the sign that tells port trucks to use it's
Moore.
Right at John Nye Road, just before John Nye. And if you just see the John and you are familiar with it, you're going to take a left down John Nye Road and you're going to get in real trouble.
I think the intent of that sign was to keep them from turning onto John Nye, but I don't
know
how clear it is.
Well, it's right in front of it. That's it. If you don't see that it's John Moore, and all you see is John, and you see, oh, there's John, you don't even look. You're going to go down that wrong road.
The official name is Moore Drive. There's never John Moore Drive.
Oh.
It says
what's
John
on the
Moore
sign?
On the ODOT sign.
Yeah, I think that's...
It says it on the street signs, too.
Yep.
But that one needs to be moved closer to John Moore Road, past John Nye Road.
Well, we're going to have a joint meeting with the
City
Council
really
and Port. We're going to have a joint meeting to talk about
it. So you're saying it's on Highway 20,
yes,
2 miles, like a mile and a half east?
It's before. Yeah.
As you're coming up the hill.
If you're coming from
where it used to be the two lanes coming up the hill. There's a sign
I just saw it for the
way
first time.
That hill that says, truck traffic use John Moore Road.
And then right after it, you get John Nye.
John
Nye if I were a newbie, I'd be whipping down John Nye Road, and I'd be in real trouble.
Well, if it's that close, I'm going, why are you giving me now?
But you don't have time to think that. You just think, oh, there it is, turn left.
I think your idea was to try to keep people from turning onto John Nye, but... If it really is only called Moore Road, huh?
Yeah, it'd be.
I think it is. That
then they need
to
take the John off.
If it is, we need to take John off.
Everybody for 30, 40 years has called it John Moore Drive. So
The sign says
I call it the road that goes down the Bayfront past the Quay View. I never know the names of streets. Or remember the streets.
I'd like to see Mike Eastman put that up as a sign for the road.
More yeah, right. There you go.
I have a
billboard size.
Yes.
Size.
A comment on Moore Drive, John Moore Drive. If you go down, if you're going down Moore Drive and you go past the ball field for Yukon View, it says something like, welcome to Bayfront District, apartment down there. And there's also a sign that says scenic loop for the Toledo Road.
Yeah.
Right.
And then you get down a little bit farther, and yeah. it has a sign for a scenic loop. And if you just read those not knowing, you're going to turn down the Bay Road thinking that's the Bayfront. Very simple. You just put one of the Bayfront district with the arrow around the corner down at the bottom.
Yeah.
But that's
well, that whole intersection is going to have to get kind of reconfigured when you start having 60 log trucks a day down through there.
Yeah, but so putting a sign there now is really critical because at this point, you turn towards the Embarcadero and out the Bay Road, and the scenic loop signage is counter to the intuitive turn.
Remember, one of the things we talked about was all those T's, where all those T's come down, where you have Moore Road and Fogarty and Fall and all those different T's that come down to the Bay Road. There really needs to be some signage at the end of the T that points Bayfront both ways,
yeah. right.
Bayfront to the right or Bayfront to the left. And
right.
Yeah.
But with our limited money,
yeah.
One sign at the bottom of Moore Drive that hooks them to the right would be pretty important, I think.
Or take the one that's halfway down and just move it. Move it to the bottom.
Yeah.
Well, it's just the Welcome to the Bayfront one.
There's no arrow.
It says Bayfront District, yeah.
And that is confusing. That scenic route sign had been there
for
a long
time.
Whose sign
is that?
County or Redlands?
It's not the city's. I couldn't tell you.
Is it on our signposts?
No.
It's a county. It's a county.
It's in our right of way, though.
Take it down, nobody will ever miss it.
But that's that scenic loop to the Toledo.
Yeah.
That's signed.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
That's so weird, isn't it? Signs are so weird.
You want to meet on June 1st?
Putting up signs.
Let me ask one question on 9th and Herbert in that parking lot. Does that restroom have a restroom sign yet?
Yes.
If then about
it. It has for quite a while.
Does it have one of our wayfinding ones?
Yes.
So it's fairly small yet. Pretty
close. Well, it's this size. It's 12-inch diameter.
Okay.
So does that sound doable? You want to meet June 1st or you want to skip a month?
I don't think we should, not with the summer coming.
Okay, so June 1st is the first Friday in June, which is typically what we've been doing is the first Friday, I think.
Is there a visitor map at Canyonway and Bay Boulevard?
Well, there was a discussion the last time about that.
There is a visitor map uphill of Canyonway Restaurant between the parking lot and the back of the sidewalk.
So there's one there by that parking lot?
By the bench, yes.
By the bench, right.
But wasn't the discussion something about moving that from there closer to the bottom of the hill toward the intersection?
Fran was, I think, talking about that.
Yeah, it isn't a good place.
Well, there needs to be one. There needs to be one at the
adding one there.
At the bottom.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that Fall Street?
There's a bench right at the bottom.
That is Fall Street. Mm-hmm. It becomes Fall when it goes past Canyonway.
Right.
It does?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's weird.
Yeah. Fall changed.
Herbert
Canyonway
Canyon.
Fall.
Fall.
Well, that was the place at the bottom at where Fall meets Bay Road, where we're talking about. There needs to be information about the Bayfront is both ways.
Right, and
here's where you are. And
part of the deal with that was the Welcome to the Bayfront sign would be best if it was located down one click in that little intersection, and that's what the agenda says, talking about moving signs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I don't know, but. That was part of what I think that.
But that the information map is important up there at that parking lot. A lot of people use that parking lot
not.
In the summertime.
Yeah, I'm speaking of the Welcome to the Bayfront sign as you continue past Canyonway.
Mm-hmm.
And just, where the little parking lot is behind Moe's, there's a Welcome to the Bayfront sign there that's kind of cocked at a weird angle.
Right.
That you can't really see very well. And the comment was, well, why don't we move it down the hill and put it in that area right?
That was the one, yeah.
You're talking about the landscaped area?
Yeah, that little zone right there, and that's where we talked about.
I'm not sure which area you're talking about, but if you put it in the area I'm thinking you're considering, you're going to block other signs.
It's sight lines.
Well, that's...
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that was where we were... there were some on the Bayfront that wanted that sign down there that directed people up the hill to Nye Beach and Deco.
Yeah.
Get rid of that message and use that space for things that are more pertinent to the district, like RV parking up the hill, I mean, it says public parking, but I think a total relook at, or a partial relook at that key intersection as it relates to the Welcome to the Bayfront signage.
If you're talking about moving existing signs, that's fine. City Street Department can do that. But in terms of developing a list of priorities for the following budget year to do these things, we can talk about it now and do it. That's fine.
But I guess as an outside project, just having some concentrated attention at that intersection regarding those issues is
well. To me, the parking district committee down there needs to really take a good hard look at signage and make kind of a comprehensive list of what they want to do, and that could all happen at the same time.
That makes a lot more sense.
And they can use parking district money to do it.
Yeah, that parking district has several thousand dollars.
Yeah, and they can use parking district money to do it because they got what was left of the in lieu of reserves.
I'm not on that committee, but maybe I'll talk to Janet.
Yeah. I don't know who is on that committee. Have we appointed
that
committee?
I think that committee has been appointed. I don't know that for sure.
Janet's on it, and I think Dylan.
Well, I don't think they're meeting regularly.
I'll have to ask Derek. He staffs those meetings.
Yeah. But maybe that they would. I mean, to me, that would be the best solution because they've got. They need to take a look at that whole thing comprehensively and figure out where they want to do RV parking and how they want to change the signage for all the parking.
Right.
And then they could tap into the wayfinding signs that are available and or moving those and use parking district money to do that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Great.
Because they do have money. They have quite a bit of money to do.
That would save
those
a little
changes.
Bit of money for their other projects.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. And that probably is the first thing that they'll do because that's low-hanging fruit, and trying to develop more parking spaces is the expensive part.
Right.
So we'll just leave this on the list as kind of a reminder, but we can talk with Derek about the status of that.
Can we, or maybe we should invite one of their committee members, like...
Or maybe even Derek, because he staffs that. He'd be really excellent.
Yeah.
So we'll ask him next time.
Lorna, are you guys working at DNC? Are you working with the QR code?
We have one.
Oh, okay, you do now.
Yeah, we have one that...
And it drives them to DNC site?
It drives them to the lodging on the DNC site.
The Discover Newport.
Mm-hmm, because we have it in all of our print materials.
Okay.
So it's... And then we also have a DNC mobile site now. So when you go to... Let me pull one up so you can kind of see what I'm talking about.
I think what we need to do is have a Newport app.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you do that. Some private, industrious private person should create a Newport app.
New page. That wouldn't be too hard to do. Discover.
A neighborhood that might get 60 logging trucks a day must be thrilled.
So if you go to, on the smartphone, if you go to discovernewport.com, it's a mobile website that has all of the information on it. And then you can view the full website or you can just call and it calls a chamber number.
What's this? What's the?
discovernewport.com on smartphones looks like this now.
So it's a smartphone reference.
Yeah. And the same with the Newport Chamber. You can go to the full website if you want to, but it just has icons for special deals, eat, sleep, and do, news, Facebook, contact, and then there's a place where you can switch to the full site. So, and it's got calendar of events.
How easy is it to design a mobile phone preferenced page?
It took us 2 days. Okay. Yeah,
so it's pretty easy.
I call someone and I say, "Will you do that?"
Because all my yellow page advertising people that come talk to me talking about, we can do this for you on their internet site, where they actually make a web page for you that's mobile phone preference,
mm-hmm.
which is just like huge,
mm-hmm.
rather than like say go to the full blown site.
Yeah,
it works for that.
It just works on the smartphone.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you make a QR code and everything print that you do, they scan it, takes it to your mobile website.
And then from that mobile, they can decide.
They can go to the full site.
They
can call you. They can, look at the other pages on your website. We have one for the chamber. We have it cost us $340 to set it up, and it's $114 a year to maintain it, and I can make changes anytime.
I just clicked on activities, and I clicked on surfing and kayaking, and there is a little bit about kayaking. Mm-hmm. It talks about Beaver Creek. It doesn't say anything about the bay or what other sites there are in the bay. These are some things we mm-hmm. can expand on.
Right.
Yeah. Well, but it's there now, which is really cool.
Is it already on there?
To empathetically
look at that, like we're doing right now.
Lessons
and they go on, they're talking about Beaver Creek, but
yeah. It has Aussie's. Well, it has Aussie Surf Shop on here. It has a kayak rental location.
We'll get it to you.
Yeah.
Lorna just said that she could put the visitor map on there.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I mean that would solve a lot of
easy
discussion items.
Which visitor map is that?
The kiosk map,
if it's scaled, I don't think that map is scaled appropriately for that medium.
I don't know how it.
Well, it doesn't matter because I just give you an example.
Expand and make it bigger.
Yeah, if you have surfing kayak, it's too small. You just do this, and you just zoom right in on it. You can get it any size you want. So the same thing with the map. You kind of zoom in on an area on the map.
Right. Is that the best map though? I guess if we're going to put a map on there. As part of the app package, what's the best map?
It's the most comprehensive one we have, isn't it?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think it is. I mean, I think we would want the most comprehensive as opposed to just, for example, surfing areas or kayaking areas or biking and hiking trails. Right. We would want everything, I think.
Yeah.
This is a QR code that we would want on the wayfinding map, though, is it?
Yes, why not?
Oh, it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So if you have a QR code now, one of the things we need to do is find out how to get that QR code in a decal that can be put on the wayfinding maps.
Yeah.
Every map.
That's so cheap.
That would be, if we have the QR code, I think Greg could ask the sign guy, right?
Sticker. It's just probably a sticker.
Well, you could do it with Ken at Newport Signs, I would think, fairly easily.
So that would be a really cool thing to have on every single mm-hmm. map we have, because as people are walking around, if they have these in their hands, all you have to do is take your QR reader and read it, and it'll pop this whole site up, which would be really cool.
Do you want it to pull up the lodging like one of our current QR codes does now, or do you want it to just pop up the mobile site?
I think you want it to pop up the mobile site. Should that be a different QR code?
Uh-huh. It is. I mean, if you get to the lodging, you can get to the mobile site. It's all linked, but I'll just get that.
But opening that portal of the mobile site preference layout is the key.
Do we have a QR code for that, or is that something else we have to purchase?
No, we don't have to purchase it. I can just have it made.
Have it made?
Yeah.
Yeah. That would link to the whole mobile site.
Mm-hmm. Code to link to. Okay.
In reality, then that QR code should be just plastered on everything that's printed.
The problem with this, Lorna, mm-hmm. is these maps are made for specific locations.
Okay.
So, for example, this map was pulled out of the original signs.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll send you this, but it tells you.
Take the you are here off.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's... We can lift that right out. That's not.
And the main thing is that, do we have do we have an updated one that has the South Beach trails now and
updated only in terms of phase two when the phase two signs went out.
So we still have to come up with a phase three updated version to make sure we include everything.
If that's the case, then we need to do that before we go out. Forbid next fiscal year for the phase three signs.
Yeah, but I we should never produce a new map without updating it. I mean, to me.
Right.
Yeah.
Is there room on that one to put fishing, crabbing, kayaking?
Kayak.
Well, you're getting to the point that he made. Mm-hmm. In that you start putting all this stuff on, it becomes so busy, you're not going to be able to see anything.
But if you had, let's say if you had the example of, like the thing that we just were, if you go to this site, and it has these icons at the very beginning. Mm-hmm. It has activities. Mm-hmm. And you click and you touch activities, then there could be an activities map. I mean, eventually, this all takes time and energy, and somebody has to do it. But I mean, you could just have an activities map, or each one of these things, like biking. There could be a link to the biking map, and then you could have the map show up. I don't know whether there is on here or not.
Mm-hmm. So that'd be like super easy with anything we already have that's digital.
Lincoln County Public Works Department's bicycle information page. Never seen that one before.
Well, that's not exactly where you would look for the bicycle information page. It's on Public Works. I wouldn't think
correct.
That.
This must be some kind of a weird
there is
file.
There is maps on the Lincoln County website. So
yeah, but it doesn't look. It doesn't focus. So the link goes to the Lincoln County website, but their site doesn't focus.
I don't know
what kind of a file they have, but it doesn't really work.
It's not a good file.
That's a good point in terms. I'll be giving Lorna a PDF. I'm not real sure on how clear that's going to end up being.
Mm-hmm. It has to be a special kind of file.
We have to optimize it to when we put it on the website. Okay. And I think our webmaster is capable of doing that.
I mean, that's one of the really cool things that's happening right now with DNC and all this mobile stuff is that the chamber's doing that now directly rather than through some company
committee.
Great.
It is.
Yeah.
That's
they're
so
managing
exciting.
The website.
That's so neat.
Yeah.
It makes it a lot more.
Is this person on staff or is he
no,
through
a contract?
Okay. It's a lot more efficient.
Who are they?
And it's
through Karen Ellison through ActionNet. She's independent, but she bills through ActionNet.
Uh-huh.
And Linda actually introduced her to the chamber, and she's rebuilt our site. Destination Newport, when the agency handed it over to the chamber, it was broken. She had to completely rebuild it from scratch.
Wow.
And so,
Dealer.
She's done a good job. And then the staff populates it. So if we have a suggestion, it's like, oh, this needs to be on there. Then we send the information to Karen and she puts it on.
It's
and
just
we update the calendar of events and things like that. So we have some internal control, but the design control is just a matter of sending an email and she takes care of it.
Is ActionNet Stop and Builders group?
It is. David Alvarez is the manager of it, but it still is part of COSCOM.
Yeah.
Alrighty, if there's nothing else, you're going to get suggestions to me by next Friday on ideas to talk with the court, ODOT, and State Parks about, and we will meet again on June 1st at 8:30 in the morning.
So, Lorna, when you create a QR code, I'm just doing this for my own personal edification, when you create a QR code, it's pretty quick and easy, right?
Yeah.
And it doesn't cost anything.
I don't believe that it does.
Yeah. And what I'm thinking about it as we go down this road in the future, like the bicycle map, the bicycle pedestrian trail map that's being reproduced now, it could have a QR code on it too.
Mm-hmm. And it should before it's printed again.
Yeah, and it could have a QR code that would direct you to
a
mobile version of that very same map. So it would be a special QR code just for biking and hiking. And so, because what people are doing now is they're just taking their with them.
What you do is you just tell whoever is designing it or printing it that you want a QR code that links to this URL.
To the electronic version,
And then they do that.
But where does the URL live? Is that with the destination?
Well, you have to figure out. I mean, if you have a bike map that you want us to load on Discover Newport, or a link to it, then we can do that, and that would be the URL.
And that would be that would create your link. Mm-hmm. So all the different maps that are generated for different things would have to live on the DNC site, the Discover Newport site. But then you could have a separate QR code just to get you to that particular thing. So if you're biking.
And we share a link with the chamber so that it all points to one URL. So you're not creating a URL for Discover Newport and one for Newport Chamber. It just points to one page.
Yeah.
And you
yeah.
can access it through the city's website, through the chamber's website, through whoever wants to put the link on there.
So or maybe just one QR code to take you to the mobile Discover Newport site. Mm-hmm. And then if there's a map of biking, if you If you click on biking, then you get to the biking page.
Exactly.
And it would also then have a link to a map.
To the map.
Yeah.
I'll get the QR code for the mobile website and email it to you, so that if you want to have some decals
made. I'll talk to Ken about that.
Mm-hmm. And that's just the way everybody's going now.
Yeah. It's easy.
I think a lot of people are, but yeah. I still think there's still a need for, you know, the chamber tear-off maps and things like that are still huge.
Oh, yeah.
People are doing research ahead of time, if they're not traveling with a smartphone, if they're doing research ahead of time, they can go online and print the map that they want and bring it with them.
Like everybody else has we have a lot of tourists that come in to our shop, and everybody's a mini chamber of commerce.
Right, yeah.
I mean, we all are.
We have 24,000 people that walk into the chamber office and want to take collateral with them.
Yeah.
So we have to meet that need as well.
Yeah.
So.
Right, but I just know from working with people that come in that, you know, not everybody's set.
But I think the more opportunity we give people to take the map with them on their smartphone or print it out before they get here, then we don't have to pay. We don't have to have the cost of producing that map. They produce it, and they bring exactly what they want. They choose what map they really want to choose to print.
Totally agree. I just want to don't throw the baby out.
Yeah, I know you got to have it all.
Those phones are so much
harder than we have.
Wendy, you're going to be gone all of June?
Yes.
Okay. So you'll miss the June 1st meeting?
I will.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. See everybody then. It will be a new month.
So in a week, everybody's supposed to email their information about what sign changes you think need to happen. Port, Huda, and State Parks.
Yep.
I don't, and again, I'm putting this out, I don't mind meeting with somebody and just driving from one end down to the other. Just take a look. Let me know.
Happy
Chuck
to do that.
One person to do that.
Whenever you want to do that.
Okay.
So you and Chuck are going to do that?
Once
I
again,
get car sick, I can't.
Take the list that you have already.
You have to drive.
Add more to it. Yeah.
Really.